The Youth's Instructor, June 8, 1899. Doers of the Word, Part 1. The Youth's Instructor, June 8, 1899. Doers of the Word, Part 1. Christ attaches great importance to the doing of the word as well as to the hearing of it. Among those who listened to his teachings were some who found it easy to hear, but who did not bring into their practical life the truths they heard. Christ sought to teach them that the divine word is not to be treated indifferently, but that all who hear it are to be doers of it. By a parable, Christ warned his hearers, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." As Christ spoke these words, he was walking near the seacoast. About him were houses, some completed, others in the process of erection, apparently in most desirable positions. The disciples expressed their admiration of the wisdom of the men who had chosen such beautiful and desirable locations. But these houses were built upon the sand. Still another house was built high upon an eminence, which would require hard climbing to reach. This house was built upon the rock. Passing on some distance, Christ and his followers saw the place where a house had formerly stood, but the ruins alone remained to tell the story. This house had been washed away by storm and tempest, while fierce winds had not prevailed against the building whose foundation was riveted to the solid rock. Christ used this instance to impress his lesson. He pointed to the house built high upon the rock, and then to the broken framework and debris about them, and showed the sure result of building upon a sandy foundation. He sought to convince his disciples of the lack of wisdom revealed by the man who built his house so insecurely. "Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine," he said, "and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Christ likened him who obeys the word of God to the man whom the world had many times denounced as foolish for placing himself in a place apparently so inaccessible. The greatest teacher the world ever knew looked beneath the foundation and showed the necessity of building securely on the rock. Then, when rain and tempest sweep down upon the building, it is found secure. In the illustration, we, as well as the disciples, have a profitable lesson to learn. The house which was apparently so difficult of access, but which had stood unmoved amid storm and tempest, illustrates the spiritual life of those who build upon the sure foundation.